So first, Maestro Simon Tuchepsky, thank you for your time.
Mulțumesc for your invitation. Mă bucur că sunt aici.
Și noi ne bucurăm foarte mult să vă avem oaspete. Este o onoare pentru publicul timișorean.
For me too, onoare.
You will play here, in Timișoara, Brahms' second piano concerto, which is one of the longest ever written. The dialogue between piano and orchestra in the second movement is one of the most exhilarating episodes in the entire concerto repertoire. In preparing this piece, Maestro, what is the relation between Brahms' music and your spiritual world?
Well, in every piece that we prepare as musicians, we must in a way establish a connection, a spiritual connection, with the music itself and with the magic of the music. And this is what at least I try to do. Brahms' second piano concerto came to my repertoire relatively, well, late, relatively speaking, because I have been playing through a lot of repertoire before that. So let's say something like 4 or 5 years ago. More or less in the same period I was basically preparing, or maybe 2 years before that, number one as well. So both concertos. You know, what you have said about the connection between the piano and the orchestra in this piece, I completely agree with you regarding the some of most exhilarating moments. I can your comment definitely goes well along the whole concerto, not only the second movement, because Brahms basically was already very established and very mature composer at that point. And aside of the struggle that he had during the composing process of the first piano concerto, here of course it took a bit of time, but somehow the compositional process was well, we can feel that it flows a bit in a more natural way. And I think that he was never preoccupied with the fact that the piano should be showing off just for that sake, just because it's a musical form called concerto for piano, forte and orchestra. No, it's just that the musical material that was appearing to him as an inspiration was such that he already had developed his own musical style and language, and he produced it in this way, in a basically symphonic piece for piano and orchestra.
Okay, sir.
The spirit that one person or musician has with all the individual characteristics certainly is a very personal story and case, and I believe that with all these intense emotions and lots of variety in the emotions that this concerto provides, it does not provide any particular obstacles for me as a personality. Now we are in Romania. I'm from Macedonia, and the historical background of constant struggle, I would say, helps the intensity of emotions in general in life. So for someone who is musical or who has a talent for expression in the art with that kind of, let's say, background, I would say it's a bit more natural in order to feel the intensity of those emotions. So in Brahms' second piano concerto, we have quite a variety. It's a whole life storytelling, from the very freedom at the beginning that continues in a different, you know, variation of the theme, in a revolutionary one or a solemn one or a celebration of life, and then lots of dramatic moments as well. You mentioned the second movement, which he was making jokes of as a glimpse of a scherzo, which is having quite a bold emotion in it, up to the one of the most beautiful pieces written on it, as is the third movement with a gorgeous cello solo, endless inspiration of Clara Schumann, of course, not only of her as a human being, but also as a composer. And He even turned that theme of the third movement into a song later. And then this beautiful, for me at least, spring-like atmosphere of the theme of the fourth movement that is combined with another theme that reminds me of Christmas, yet another endless inspiration, Hungarian folk music. So I believe that all these components suit me as a personality, and with the life experience that you get, and as a musician as well, and music that I have played before I tackled the piano concertos, music by Brahms, solo pieces, and everything that I was listening, of course, certainly helps and builds up the understanding of the core of the music. So from that point of view, I try to be as truthful as possible, and in this case I have of course an immense help from a musician like Maestro Marcellaro and the fantastic German orchestra from the origin, country of origin of Brahms,
yes.
Weder Symphony.
When you play this concerto, Maestro, how much is Brahms and how much is Simon Tkaczewski?
You can put it either half-half or full-full. I, as a personality or any musician, should very much respect the main directions of the composer which are written in the score, because this is the core of his main idea, of his main inspiration. I mean, musicians express themselves through the notes, or musicians through an interpretation, painters through paintings, writers through poems or songs. In this case, I have been thought like this, and I feel very lucky that I had a really good old Russian pianistic school that was always focusing on the respect of the score. And now the whole knowledge around the composer or the piece or in general the music certainly has a great input in it. And we as musicians try to be one and a whole thing with the composer's piece. That's why I said half-half or full-full. I try to respect Brahms to perform it as authentically as possible. And so far, I can say that I'm very honored that the performance is, when I played Brahms' piece, has been really accepted in a very high level and acknowledged by the professionals and by the music lovers, including the last concerts that we played with Weder and Christian in Germany last week. And that gives us even more right to be happier with a much bigger inspiration, I would say, for our concert in Timișoara.
One of Mahler's famous quotes is, "What is best in music is not to be found in the notes." How difficult it is for you to unveil the meanings of different pieces by different composers?
Where words stop, music continues. And I must tell you honestly, Mr. Kalin, that I do not preoccupy myself with that. I let myself be driven and taken by the music itself.
Music is about emotions.
Exactly, yes. So everything that I have said before about the analysis of a musical piece goes together with your inner understanding as well of it. And then you are basically taken by it. You know, I have had a couple of moments in my life where I had a headache, for example. Then I sat on the piano and I played some Bach, and it went away, which is just incredible. Or once, I remember now in a concert, I was starting with Rachmaninoff's first piano concerto. And you know, human being is a human being. We all have our moments,
yes.
Which is absolutely normal. And then I also had this kind of, you know, not the best
dispositions
at that very moment. But if you are capable enough and strong and psychologically strong enough to sort of let yourself into the music, music has immense and indescribable power. So from that point of view, I just let myself into it, and after all the, you know, analysis or preparation process that is never ending, by the way, but at least it helps for the starting point of, you know, getting the start of the journey, then you just go and, of course, makes lifetime analysis and so on and so forth. And this is what is most interesting in music, because music gives us such an emotion that is really something, as I said, indescribable with words. So from that point of view, I just, you know, allow myself to be taken by the music, and of course with certain norms and logic and vision or plans of the understanding of the musical form, and then it just takes over. That's it.
It flows.
It flows.
How would you describe your musical partnership with the Romanian conductor Cristian Măcelaru?
Cristian Măcelaru is one of the best musicians that I have met. And our relationship cannot be more spontaneous than it is. And this is priceless. I believe that the fact that he comes from Romania and I coming from Macedonia also helps quite a bit, I would say, in our mutual understanding ever since we met in Baltimore when we played with the Baltimore Symphony like a decade ago or something. And, you know, straight away we, you know him, I mean, he's your compatriot and he's also like easy to communicate. I believe that his Romanian background and the upbringing and his wonderful family helped him a lot to stay the way he is in his world journey. And our communication was in the most spontaneous way. And then, of course, our share of the vision for music and our passion for music was very much a big reason, of course, for our mutual understanding and performances. So I would like to say that I feel very honored that I was part of his development as into the heights of our profession. He is now one of the greatest conductors in the world, and I happen to be a pianist of several of his important debuts with orchestras. And it was always just a step further in our communication, you know. We were always having such a natural communication. Sometimes even some of the orchestras could not understand our sense of humor, you know. Balkan way.
Of expressing humor.
Oh, da. Nema problem. So, but that helps the relaxed feeling and the non-conditional amount of expression on stage. And musicians and the audience feel that, which is so important, of course, that is priceless. So I must say, I mean, 3 years ago I was invited to come to Timișoara for his first ever debut at his hometown, which was a big honor for me, but that got cancelled due to the pandemic twice.
Pandemic, yes.
And I feel really very honored that I'm his soloist at this very important concert, because this is a very important year for Timișoara as the European capital of culture, also postponed, of course, but still, you know what I adore? I adore the fact that he does not forget his roots. He shows such a passion and such a love for his own home city, but also for Romania as his own country, and he promotes it in the best possible way around the world. And this is something to acknowledge highly. So from that point of view, I really congratulate him and I admire him for that. And I will, of course, do my best to provide the best possible feelings, friendly or musical feelings, as part of his presentation with one of his orchestras, Weder Symphony, here in his hometown, in front of his mother, in front of his
family.
So I'm really deeply honored. Nevertheless, I feel in Romania like home.
Yes.
Because of our similarities. Still, this is a special occasion because of a friend, because of a colleague, because of someone who really gives his heart for his roots and compatriots and country and history, and contributes immensely to the music in such a world where, you know, technology takes over very easily.
Too much technology.
And in many cases, the real taste in music is lost for the purpose of the marketing. So Cristian is a very rare example in really respecting the music and bringing the purest out of it. So I thank him.
Also, your recordings of Rachmaninoff concertos were rewarded with numerous prizes. Your approach to Rachmaninoff's music is so impressive, full of elegance and nobility. What is, in your vision, the essence of Rachmaninoff's music?
Rachmaninoff also had a very challenging life, I would say.
Yes.
Even more so than Brahms in some case, of course.
Forced to leave Russia,
lots of problems, depression here and there. We all have problems, but, you know, to leave his home country with family and then with lots of risks. I guess best things in life come with some risks.
Yes.
Or some of the best. And there is something about the amount of sound and intensity of emotions when we talk even, let's say, about Brahms or Rachmaninoff. At the end, Brahms 2 and Rachmaninoff 3, for example, are one of the longest concertos and one of the most difficult ones. Okay, if we not mention Bartok 2 or Prokofiev 2. But certainly, yes, Rachmaninoff 3, one of the most. But in general, I think this passion and love and melancholy that we can hear in Rachmaninoff's music, I identify with it as well. So as everything in music, I believe that nevertheless how explored Rachmaninoff is and played around the world, it deserves much more pure attention, and I am grateful that you have noticed some of the, of course, information about my performances of Rachmaninoff concerto. But Karin, I cannot describe anything else than just being very honest to the music that is written in the score. There is no, you know, particular magic about that. But obviously, because we live in these times, there might be a particular magic about that. I mean, in order to be very specific and very different, people do things that are not associated with the real meaning of the music. And this is, I must say, sad in a way. Of course, we are all different and we should be different, otherwise the world would be very boring. But it's very simple. I mean, some of the most natural emotions and natural way of expression of a human being are there in the music. So this is the essence for me. And from that point of view, I had a chance to actually play Rachmaninoff also 3 concertos now with Christian. And next week I am performing again Rachmaninoff 3 back to Köln, actually, but starting in Prague with the other wonderful Romanian conductor, Gabriel Bimeșelea. I'm happy to see that there are people, well, especially from the vicinity around of my country and from this mentality, who are really truthful to the music. And of course, I mean, I continue to be ambassador of the real taste in music, especially in these days. And I'm glad that so far a Romanian audience, from my concerts that I have had the chance to play in Romania, in Bucharest and Cluj, accepted it in the most right way. They could feel it. And I hope that that will be the case in Timișoara too.
What should be the greatest virtue in a pianist, in a musician, maestro?
Be a human being. Do not let yourself being under the influence of the negative influence of some of the technological development of this world nowadays. Do not forget your roots. Stay stable on the ground, and that will help you to express yourself in the most natural way, and be the best at what you do.
What are your thoughts about Dinu Lipati, Clara Haskell, or Radu Lupu's Art of Playing? Oh. 3 great Romanian pianists.
Amazing, amazing. I mean, I had, you know, the honor to be at the memorial concert briefly for Radu Lupu in Bucharest last year. Because I was performing with the Enescu Philharmonic with Gabriel Veșelea, and they were doing a special concert at the Ateneu. So straight from the airport I went to see the concert, because another great example of the younger generation, probably the best example at the moment of the Romanian piano school, Daniel Ciobanu, was there playing. And he invited me later for his first festival, Sharp Festival, that took place in Bucharest, and I gladly went. And we played one of the pieces that was known for, of course, the mastery of Radu Lupu together with his colleague Marai Piraeus. We played Schubert Fantasy, Four Hands, which was recorded by a radio. Daniel knows more about that. I grew up with also Schumann Concerto, with Grieg Concerto by Radu Lupu, with Schubert performances. Clara Haskell, we mentioned, that is even more old school.
Yes.
Dino Lipati, this Alborada del Grazioso, there are things that you can simply not forget. And you can see in the face, in the expression, how people are. So from that point of view, I can feel just honored and grateful that from this surrounding, there are people who contributed immensely to the music history. So I can just thank you for mentioning them, because in this or that way, they are always with me, as they should with every, normal pianist.
A word about Sergiu Celibidache.
Da, certainly one of the heights of the Romanian interpretative school. Gentleman who, with his strong personality, knew how to influence great musicians and great orchestras. Sometimes maybe not completely understood because of his temperament, or, as I said, strong personality, or his principles, or strong taste, or strong beliefs about music, but another ambassador of Romanian music, no doubt about that, and someone from whom we can all learn. I got the chance to sort of get in more direct touch with Romanian musicians directly, like on stage, in the last years, as we mentioned with Christian, then. I started working with Gabriel Veșelea as well a few years ago, and after my first performance in Romania at the Enescu Festival, I came a couple of times, as I mentioned before, in Bucharest and in Cluj for the Toamna Muzical Clujeana, and I also had last year chance to work with another very important person at the Romanian musical scene, Cristian Mandel. This is not a surprise to me, Kalin, because Macedonia does not have that big tradition in classical music, but as part of Yugoslavia, still there were two streams of influence from the West a little bit, but more from the East, from Soviet Union, and Romania has more tradition from that point of view, and this kind of a quality and understanding did not come as a surprise for me. My, so to speak, problem was that I started my career like majority in the Western world, because they are very developed and so on. But trust me, my heart is even more in the East, because I just come from the East. This is my culture.
And I feel your roots.
Good. Yes. Yeah, my roots, and I feel good. Theoretically speaking, my problem is that I did not have as many chances as I would have loved to come and to perform, or to go more often into the eastern part of Europe, let's say. Now, for the moment, of course, I have been to many countries and played and learned a lot from people and so on, but I would like even more so, because core is here, and we can see the real results and the quality of performance, in all these countries with that kind of real school, good school, old school.
How do you feel in these difficult, turbulent times, maestro?
Well, Romania, Macedonia, throughout the history, some struggle all the time. So my people in Macedonia, they are, so to speak, used to it. They have, they are not strong enough to take over, to pull the strings and to fight for themselves and for their roots and for the history, unfortunately, not enough. So this kind of constant struggle is, part of us. And I grew up very modestly. I am the youngest of three children, and my father was a judge. It's far away from what a judge would mean nowadays as a scale in the society. My mother is a retired pharmacist. So I grew up very modestly in 54 square meters apartment with my grandmother, six people in a small place. And I always repeat the quote that Pavarotti said, we had so little, but no one had more than us. From that point of view, the trace, in a way, of course, is similar also with Cristiano, or in many people in this area, you know. So I grew up with modesty, but with incredible warmth, which is priceless. And this joie de vivre that I have in myself as a personality is priceless, and no one can take it out of me. And sometimes, because of my friendly personality and openness, people are shocked. Let's say, in some of the people, of course, in the Western countries, because I express myself, I show love and happiness and joy, I show life. What is the other way? To stay, angry and to cry? I don't understand, you know. Of course, we are all very different, and it's good to be like that. But from that point of view, I learned to fight through life, and that was the maxima of my father, that life is a fight. And one of the main leading points for me is through the thorns up to the stars. Per aspera ad astra. So I know what I have gone through and what I have achieved from such a small country like Macedonia is equal to a miracle. But it is another proof that nothing is impossible. One has to fight and to believe. And these times, as you mentioned, and this craziness, total nonsense of the humanity, people don't know what to do with themselves anymore. Instead of investing even more in the science and discovery of new things and medicine and so on, in helping people, we are very much aware what is going on with COVID, then with all the aggressions that are happening not only now, but that they are happening for many years, and we should not forget that. And I mean, if you just watch TV each day with some problems here and there, you just ask yourself, there is some problem in the genetic code of the human being. So I just try to turn the channel into a football or cartoons for the kids or discovery or natural or nature. What was the other one?
Animal Planet.
Animal Planet. Da, thank you very much. National Geography, I was going to say. Animal Planet. And just to be surrounded by energia positiva, you know?
Yes.
This is the main point. And as long as there are people, I believe, many people like you, like me, like all these people here in Timișoara who are so happy and excited about the concert here, and all these people who are contributing to the life here and anywhere for anything possible, positive in the world, of course we must believe. So good always have to beat the bad, and we have to believe in it, otherwise there is no exit at the end of the corridor.
How would you describe your journey through music and life now in 2023?
Exactly as I said, per aspera ad astra, through thorns to the stars. I mean, but don't get me wrong, Kalin, stars is a very relative thing for me. I'm just very proud of what I achieved coming from a very modest family, with all the turbulences that I have had, you know, when people in the Western world did not know what a visa means, what a sticker visa means, what it means to wait at plus 45 or minus 25 degrees outside, struggling and being afraid if you will get the visa just in order to leave the country to visit a concert or to visit a museum or to just meet a human being, just because of the stupid bureaucracy and the politics of the brain of a human. I mean, what are we talking about? So from that point of view, I just thank my family that they were psychologically stable, and they have led me and of course my siblings, my brother and sister, through in a very healthy way, with all the turbulences, Let's just not forget, okay, you have similarities during the communist system, then, okay, lots of struggle, economical struggle and so on. I grew up in transition, and transition is not stopped in Macedonia. Lots of things improved, true, but, you know, for my generation and many around, we lived with the struggle, but...
Like here in Romania.
Like here in Romania, da, true, that's why I say we understand each other. But through the struggle, you gain strength. And that's why I mentioned before, this is our reality. The whole history is like that. There is a wrong part of our code in Macedonia, because we can change it very quickly if we want. But we don't want, that's the problem. And I'm glad to see that in the last years, obviously from what I could see, Romania is improving a lot, which is fantastic. Well, still, I mean, we can see that Macedonia is also improving, Kalin, don't get me wrong. But we can live in a way like Singapore. We are just a hand of land, not to have proper infrastructure.
Yes.
In 170 kilometers to connect the whole country. Not to allow people to live, but to allow them to live where they like to live and then go to another place and come back home and have a tsui karpalinka with the friends, you know?
Yes.
I mean, it's just a normal thing. So politicians do not want the country to go forward the way it should, unfortunately, with some exceptions, of course. But why I'm saying this? Because we have only one life. Yes. No time for generations, you know. When someone, someone will say it needs time, it needs generations. No, it doesn't. If you just knock your head, and if you want to do something, you will. If Christian didn't want to do something here, if people from Timișoara didn't want to do something here, Vedder was not going to come here. And
of course.
I was not going to come here.
Of course.
Or if you didn't show initiative for this interview, it was not going to happen.
Yes.
And if I didn't want to give time, it was not going to happen. So yes. We all need to understand each other and to help each other. So from that point of view, yes. Lots of challenges, but as I said, I'm a positive person. I'm, you know, happy and privileged that I have a chance to be with the music. Music embraces me, gives me indescribable pleasure, and I'm just lucky what I can see.
Thank you very much, maestro.
Mulțumesc pentru invitație. How do you say?
Yes, invitație. Yes.
Invitație. And I'm very, very glad that I have a chance to be part of your radio series and to talk for the listeners of Timișoara and all those real music lovers and all those who follow your serious work and your experience that you have done so far. I'm really extremely happy to be here, and I will give my best to please the audience. Mulțumesc!